It's been said that the golden rule of learning is repetition, repetition, repetition. Jesus employed this method. The Gospels reveal how often Jesus said the same thing to his followers, not always using the same words, but giving the same message. Twice he said his disciples are to be different, a people of influence. And he taught this lesson using two metaphors, salt and light. Salt and light have one thing in common. They exist to make a difference. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men." Let's see first of all how salt functions. One of the functions of salt is to keep food, meat, fish, etc., from putrefying. This is achieved by rubbing salt into the food. Salt doesn't make the food good. Salt keeps the food from getting bad. So its function is preventative. Jesus didn't say, "You ought to be the salt of the earth," or "You need to be the salt of the earth," or "You should be the salt of the earth." He said emphatically, "You are the salt of the earth. You are right now a people who are an influence in this world. Your task is to arrest the moral decay in the world. Left to its own devices, the world would self-destruct. Look around and see that this is so. Millions of babies are aborted every year. The movement for euthanasia is gathering momentum. Human rights are violated in many nations. Drug abuse is at a frightening level, bringing with it, of course, that terrible wave of evil. Marriages are breaking down at an alarming rate. The family unit, which is the mainstay of any society, is under constant attack. And starvation is allowed to plague many parts of our world while nations spend vast sums on arms. You see, our world walks with a moral limp. And who's to blame for all of this? The root cause of our global problem is sin. The solution is salt. We must impress upon the minds of Christian people that this world does not have the answer to its moral dilemmas. Christians have the answer because we are salt. Few of us will be afforded the opportunity to influence vast numbers of people. We will play our part on a much smaller stage, influencing the circle in which we move, our neighbourhood, our place of work, our school, our friends and associates. That's where our salt is at work. There will be times when we will think that we're not making any progress, making no difference, having no influence, but that's not necessarily true. The movie It's a Wonderful Life, made over 50 years ago, starring James Stewart, is regarded in the movie industry as one of the most popular movies ever made and has become standard viewing every Christmas. Let me tell you briefly about the story. It revolves around George Bailey, a small town banker, and $8,000 of the depositor's money which goes missing. Although he is innocent of responsibility for the loss of the money, in despair, Bailey decides to commit suicide by jumping off the bridge into the river. Then Clarence, an angel, comes to the scene and shows him what a corrupt community would have existed if he had not been there to influence. The movie has won enormous... Douglas, I'll have to just make a repeat here on this, okay? The movie has an enormous effect upon... Douglas, taking this up again. The movie has had an enormous effect upon people. James Stewart recalls, "My wife Gloria heard about one man who tried to commit suicide and was given a video of the film by his friends as a way of telling him, 'Please don't, you've made a difference for good in our lives.'" Stewart goes on to comment about those who have written to him. "Many of those who write refer to the part when Clarence, the angel, tells George. Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives, and when he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he?" Stewart concludes by recalling the words of one newspaper columnist, "In an increasingly impersonal world, this is an urgently needed message. that we count. It's a great movie. I certainly love its theme. One person can make a significant difference without realizing it. One person's influence can keep corruption from gaining a foothold. Why? Because we are the salt of the earth.